Hilbert.
Present.
Beckett.
Here.
Bensel. Carter.
Here.
Jay.
Here.
Knott. Kurt.
Yeah.
Langenheim.
Here.
O'Connor.
Here.
Need approval of the agenda.
No move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Is that a marijuana leaf up there on the logo?
No, it's not. It looks like it's not.
Then approve it for the minute.
We already discussed that.
No move.
It's a pepper maple leaf.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
No.
Any public participation?
No.
Going to the monthly report, county and township motor fuel tax claim for April 2009.
I move we receive and place on file.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
What? That was the cause of the confusion.
What?
The marijuana.
No.
But I know you're wrong.
Ironic.
Hi, John. Well, actually, there's some over the table, but.
Good, how you doing? There's a famous instance of that. There was an Arbor Day in San Francisco. And one entry was two kids.
It was
a marijuana
There is a resolution in the packet that I handed out, as well as the signs and symbols for the Greenway trails, and within your packet that you got from for the agenda, there is a memo from Gabe Lewis, transportation planner with the Regional Planning Commission, and Rita is here. I think she's just going to give us a brief synopsis of how we came to the guidelines and the logos and so forth.
Well, hopefully you all know that we have a Greenway and Trails plan for the whole county that was approved in 2004. RPC developed that plan, working with several agencies in the county. And after we got the Greenway Control Plan in place, then we were directed by the committee to work on Greenway Trails to do two different tasks. The first task was to create design guidelines, and the intention of the guidelines is a list of all the standards that need to be used when you are building facilities for bike and pedestrians. Then we did extensive research, and with that we prepared a document that was approved about a year ago by the committee. And then the request was made by the members of the committee that each agency also approved the document, because having that document approved by each agency would give the authority to those agencies to follow the guidelines, and in that way we'll have consistent facilities throughout the whole county. Then the intention is that when we build, for example, bike lanes, the bike lanes would have the same standards, even if you are in Champaign, in Urbana, in Mahomet, in any place in the county. The same with the trails and the paths and all that. And that's the intention of the guidelines. Along with the guidelines, the other two tasks that we were asked to complete were to create logos and signage for the Greenways and Trails, that anyone using the trails or using bike lanes, they know where they are and why they are there, and then all the entities will have the same dimensions and the same information provided on the different signs. And the logo will identify any document related to the Greenway is a threat plan, and also any information that is provided to the public with a consistent view of what we are what we want to convey to the community. Then, and the third task was to create funding sources available at the federal, national, and local level, regional level, to fund this facility. Then all this was completed, and what we are asking you today is to approve the design guidelines along with the logos and the signage that was approved already by the steering committee, and Jeff is a member of that steering committee. Do you have any questions?
I didn't print out the 40-page design guidelines for everybody that didn't feel we didn't need to burn that much paper.
But
it's available
in our web page.
I'm very disappointed.
What's that? The cost of it?
Of what?
There was a committee. What did we originally put into the Greenways and Trails?
At the county, I don't remember, because it was done based on a formula that we use to do this kind of projects, but the total amount of completing all those tasks was about $30,000, and we have completed everything, and we still have some money left there to do the ordinance for being waste and trails. That's the next step in the process.
The only thing that is currently happening in the Greenways and Trails is different maps. Yeah, they can probably send an email and we can give you $100.
Well, at least $100. We might do it. Yeah. Depends. We can do a couple hundred.
But it's a map of all the trails in the area so that if somebody's going to buy for a walk, they can have a map.
They're very popular.
Very popular.
Very popular.
Where are you going to put this?
You know, about
yeah,
right
where are they going to put it?
Big
amount of EI, a lot of bicycle dealers
give them out. The maps every year and print several copies. By the beginning of the summer to make them available for everyone.
It's just like, I mean, we have eyeglass scanners for voting rooms, right? So then if you drive from Champaign to Urbana to Mahomet to Rantoul, you have expectations of what the roadways are going to look like. And this is what we've done for the guidelines for the trails and so forth, so that there's an expectation that when they go out to use a trail, that it will be a similar trail to a trail any place else in this community.
Is there any construction involved here then? Yeah. Is this step one toward building something?
These are guidelines so that if we would ever build a trail in the county, we would have guidelines to go by these things instead of going to the statewide guidelines for Illinois.
So by approving this, we are letting something slip through the side door. I think that's what Floyd and I are saying. We're approving this, saying that we're all hooray for this in the future when we go to construct some of this stuff, and I'm not sure we are. But
okay, Brad and Jay.
Just a blunt, straightforward question. Are we authorizing any expenditures here?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What about areas, for instance, at the Forest Preserve that already has some signage? What if it doesn't match this?
Well, there are members of the Forest Preserve District in our community. And what they are probably going to do is, for new signage, they will follow what we have. And as long as the signage that are there are well out, then they will remove those and put the new ones.
So it could cost them some money.
Yeah, in the future.
But they're on the committee.
They are in the committee. And they have approved the guidelines, and the board of the preserve district will be approving the guidelines.
Thank you.
Well, there's obviously the logic here. And if you're going to have a trail system, that you start with standards. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that anybody approving standards means that they are tacitly approving the expenditure of money that we don't have. I think you can take it a step at a time and save your no vote for when it counts. And it doesn't count here.
Why are you looking at me as you speak?
Just a quick question. Mr. Jay's comment about it will cost the Forest Preserve some money, but it's going to cost them money anyway when they replace their own signs, no matter what What kind of?
We're not making anybody.
They're only going to replace when they wear out, so it's not. We're not going to tear out good ones that are usable.
It's just like the road signs wear out. There's a new standard that we have to abide by when we put up a new sign.
Do we have a sign cop?
Who?
A sign cop? Somebody
around? We'll appoint you a sign cop for your area.
I vote for
it. Put it on policy.
Okay.
I make a motion.
I didn't mean that. You know, they always taught me understanding is the best thing in the world. So if you understand what's going on and you get down the road and something else, then, you know, that's the reason I was like.
Right. The only thing we're obligating ourselves to is if we would build a trail in the future, that these are the guidelines and standards that we would use in order to build that trail.
Why should we be so forehanded about this when we're so backhanded about so many other things?
Thank you, Ralph.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda is conveyance of Church Road right away to the village of Floyd. As everybody I'm sure is well aware of, there's been some issues on Church Road in relation to the jurisdiction of a certain 3/4 mile stretch of that roadway between Madison and Prospect. The jurisdiction was never properly transferred from the Champaign Township jurisdiction to the City of Champaign jurisdiction. And the Champaign Township has put up some roadblocks in the construction of this project, even though the project has been bid and awarded to low bidder, and the construction is currently ongoing. What we've done in the meantime is allowed the contractor to continue work only within the village limits of the village of Savoy. They still have a few weeks of work left within that area, and then obviously they're going to have to be moving on down the road in the piece that is currently under the jurisdiction of Champaign Township. The county, when we purchased the right-of-way, and you can look on your 11 by 17 map here that I gave to everybody, and you'll see the areas that are the Alexander Lowe Trustee and Adolph Lowe. Those are the properties that the county purchased under the name of the county. It was obviously the purchase of the property was a joint venture as far as financially. But we purchased that property in the name of the county since the property was not in the village of Savoy, nor was it in the city of Champaign. So those dotted areas that you see on that map are the rights of ways that were purchased in the name of the county. And obviously we don't want to have any interest in Curtis Road once Curtis Road has been constructed. The thought process all along was that it would become the jurisdiction of the City of Champaign and the Village of Savoy, and they would have maintenance on it for the life of the roadway. So what we're asking to do now is basically just move up the timetable somewhat in the conveyance of that right-of-way to the Village of Savoy so that they can move ahead with their annexation of that piece of the roadway so that the construction of the project can continue in a timely manner. Susan, do you have anything to add to that?
I think, Jeff, the only thing to mention here is this is ordinarily what would occur at the end of the project, that we would make our conveyance
right
to whoever takes jurisdiction of the project at the time that the project is completed. And we're simply moving that timetable up to make the conveyance now in order to allow the construction to commence on the timetable that everybody has approved prior to today's date. And in fact, you all probably remember all this actually started 8 years ago with the Curtis Road construction improvements by the Highway Committee and the County Board at that time. One of the things that had to occur with the Curtis Road project was for a timetable to be set out and approved by Champaign, Savoy, Champaign County, and IDOT in order for us to receive the federal money that we received for this project. So not only is it important for the construction to begin, but it's also essential for us to continue movement on the project in order for us to keep the federal funds
that have been approved for our match on this highway project.
Steve? Well, I'll move approval of the conveyance of
second.
Road right away to the village of Savoy.
Second.
Susan, by doing the conveyance now, does that mean that Champaign and Savoy have agreed that whatever the result of annexations are, that this is going to be Savoy's road, or that if it's going to be Champaign's, they'll figure that out later?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, they have annexation agreements between them that draw a line somewhere along here, and they have already agreed. As you'll see here, this says future Champaign limits, future village.
Oh, I see it there, right. Yeah,
so Liberty on the Lake is already in the city of Champaign,
that's
so
right.
Therefore that piece of Curtis Road is in the city of Champaign. The north stretch of Mattis Avenue, they have done an annexation agreement with the Opal Gillen Trust, so that piece is in the city of Champaign. So this is basically everything from the east edge of Liberty on the Lakes over to roughly Prospect Avenue, and that will all come into the village of Savoy's jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
Will this actually put the quietus to the township?
Yes.
It will work.
Yes.
Continue on that. What if, say, the township supervisor decides to, says that he doesn't agree and files suit to stop this?
He can't stop us from making a conveyance.
Okay.
That is up to the...
No, the conveyance. How about, it would be actually the annexation part.
He can't stop the annexation. The village of Savoy has the right to make the annexation because this will now be within their jurisdiction to make the annexation occur.
Okay.
So there's nothing he can do to stop this. He can't stop the conveyance. He can't stop the village of Savoy from exercising its annexation powers.
And I talked to Dick Elton actually just about a half an hour ago about this, and they have been in negotiations with the Lowe family to annex the entire area that is represented on this map. He feels as good as you can feel when you're dealing with the Lowe's that they're going to be able to get this done, and at their May 20th village board meeting that they will actually annex the entire area. So that at that point, you know, then the board meeting is the next day, then
we can approve.
Absolutely no issues.
I assume we should continue with the conveyance. So.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Is that enough time? Will it be on the agenda already? Because if it's a day before, it's not enough time.
No, it's already. It will be on the agenda.
It'll already be on the agenda.
May 21st county.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Jay?
I think we're getting off track. I don't think what happens with the between the cities, and that's none of our business. Our business today is to take care of this conveyance, which is a separate issue altogether. So I think we need to move on with it.
I'm table talking Mr. Jay here.
Okay, any more discussion?
Yeah, well, keep it moving. I've got to get home and check my rain gauge again.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
That's a strong aye.
Last item is the June Highway Committee meeting is scheduled for June 5th, and I'm going to be out of town starting the 4th through that weekend. There will most likely be items for the agenda because we're going to be putting together a tracking program and hopefully be bidding that prior to the Highway Committee meeting. If we moved it to the 12th, I could be here. If you want to keep it as a 5th, I would have Mr. Cooper come in and do the county engineer's report. So I'm just asking which one you would prefer.
Okay, it's up to the committee.
Let's leave it the 5th and I just have Jeff sign a check for all of us and take care of it. Cooper, take care of that.
I think I won't be here either day.
You won't be here either day?
I won't be here on the 12th.
I might be here on the 5th because I think we may be leaving on the 6th, but we won't be back until the 13th. So.
There any reason that you need to be here?
There shouldn't be anything of any controversial nature on
it. When I did the engineer report before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. He treats us nicer, too.
Make sure you get donuts, too.
So we're keeping it the 5th?
Yeah, we're keeping it the 5th.
Okay.
Keep the bag up, man.
That's all that I have for my report.
That's all you have for your report? Okay, other business. The semi-annual review of closing minutes is done before it says they should stay closed.
I move that they stay closed.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Lawrence? I just add to other business here. I just want to congratulate Jeff Blue. He was awarded a national award by his peers, and I want to make it on the record that I congratulate him, and he brings a great sense of expertise to his position and brings us accolades across the country to have a gentleman like that working for us. So congratulations. And what makes it so unique is that this is his peers giving him. This is not just someone throwing out an award, but his peers, and that certainly is the highest type of award.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. Since he didn't, I've even been shorter. Okay, is there anything else on the business? Okay, determination of consent agenda items, and we okayed everything on the agenda. So is it anything that you all would like to see for the regular meeting?
I wonder if the Curtis Road thing shouldn't be on the regular agenda.
Regular agenda.
Matter of some public interest.
Thank you. Agreed.
Okay, what about the green trail guidelines?
Consent.
I think consent. Some of you used to be really interested in that. So I don't know, maybe we should bring them in now, too.
Well, if you'd like. All you have to do is say that's where it is. That's the power you have.
Okay, let's put both of them on the agenda.
Okay.
You leave both of them on the agenda?
Yes, A and B.
That meeting is getting longer with every committee meeting I sit in.
Well, actually, the argument that people are interested in these things is probably valid. They probably are interested. And all things being equal, she should pay attention. We should pay attention to that.
Okay,
perhaps.
Okay, anything else?
Second.
I got the HDR stuff here. So, yeah.
I vote no. I understand.
Some different things that they can actually do.